This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you this evening. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind as we kick off the second hour of tonight's program. We spent a lot of the first hour of tonight's show talking about the student loan bubble, and then it kind of led into a conversation about college and is it worth it, especially at today's prices. Have young people kind of been misled about college? And we've been definitely continuing that chat. If you want to join in, you can call us about that or anything else that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE.
Now, you just finished your doctorate, right?
Yeah.
Was it a waste of time or not?
Well,
or was it a waste of money first?
Well, it wasn't a waste of money because I pretty much did it for free.
Excellent.
It may have been a waste of time.
Was it scholarships or some kind of trust fund thing where somebody left you money to go to school? Because a lot of times parents will, grandparents and stuff will do this. They'll leave money specifically for school because back in the day, it made perfectly good sense.
Yeah, right. And I mean, it's funny that sometimes family members will do that, and it's, you know, if the young person wanted to, like, start a business or something, they wouldn't be able to do it. It has to be used for tuition. But in my case, basically, I'll make a long story short. I went to college and got a bachelor's of science in biochemistry. I was really interested in science, and I wanted to go to med school. And I got a free ride to college because I had a merit scholarship. I was, like, second in my high school class.
Okay.
And so that let me go to college for free. All I had to do was pay the cost to live in the dorms, and my parents helped me with that. So
you had to live somewhere.
Yeah, and I was working the whole time I was in college. I had jobs doing teaching and tutoring and all kinds of other stuff. So, yeah, I mean, like, I did pretty well for myself. I was net positive. Now, could I have made more money if I did other things? Yeah, probably. But, you know,
you wouldn't have had a doctorate.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have had the bachelor's of science that I went to undergrad for. Then after that, I moved to New Hampshire, and I was very ambitious. I was going to get a double degree. I was going to get an MD and a PhD. So I would.
There are some people that have those.
Absolutely. I was
not lost.
I was on track to be one of them, and I can see why there are not many people who do have those, honestly, because it is an. Okay, so it's supposed to be 8 years. So you go to medical school for 4 years, you do your PhD for 4 years, and that's shorter than a normal PhD, by the way. And actually now it's taking people more like 5 years to finish medical school. So it's supposed to be like significantly shortened from if you did the two separately.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, if you want to be a medical doctor and practice medicine, then you have to do a residency, and that's another 5 years of hell in the hospital system being very cheap labor for the hospitals. And so the reason I wanted to do this initially was because I thought, okay, I'll be a doctor and a scientist. These are both things I'm really interested in and passionate about, and I'm going to cure some diseases. I'm going to make drugs that'll cure people of diseases. Well, it didn't take too long to figure out that that's pretty difficult to do, and especially the way that the system is set up, you know, in medicine, it's a very there's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of conformity in the culture. It's not a friendly place to be someone who likes liberty, let's just say.
Okay.
So I had a rough time fitting in, but I did 2 years of medical school, and then I went and did my PhD. And it actually took me 5 years instead of four, so they kind of lied about that. It took a little longer for me.
Yeah, you've told me stories about the things you've had to go through with college, and we always very much compare it to the military, which is terrible, you know, through boot camp. And,
there's a lot of hazing in graduate school.
Boot camp's a lot shorter.
Yeah.
A lot shorter. But I mean, this is, as far as I've heard, is almost just as bad.
Yeah, it's
hazing.
A grind. It's a lot of pressure.
Were
There's
you in
hazing.
Some kind of fraternity?
No.
Or sorority, sorry?
No, I was not. I never did
this. You were
this.
Just hazed?
You know, there's a lot of people in medicine and in science, I think, who have had to pay their dues to get there where they are at the top, you know, to become professors or whatever. And they kind of have this expectation that you're going to do the same thing and they're going to make you.
Okay. So what kind of hazing are we talking about here?
You know, it's basically just, you know, you're treated like a student. You don't matter. You in medical school, you know, you do these clinical kind of rotations and you get quizzed. It's called pimping. You get quizzed on medical facts. And if you don't get them right, sometimes there's a little bit of humiliation involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's definitely sleep deprivation. You're scheduled to work. The work hour restrictions on residents, medical residents, don't apply to medical students. So in my case, you know, I was dating a guy who was a medical student, like a third or fourth year medical student, where they're doing all these clinical rotations. And there were weeks where he worked 120 hours a week on surgery.
Jeez.
Now, tell me if you think that's good for the patient.
That's bad for the patient.
No, that's bad for the patient. Absolutely.
Right, and they're just limiting the amount of people that can go in and do this stuff.
Yeah, the AMA is a guild, and that's what it is. They want to keep people out of medicine so that the people who are in it will have higher salaries and they'll be more dependent upon. So I just saw all this stuff coming, and I saw the writing on the wall, and I said, you know, I really don't want to be a physician anymore. And so after I finished my PhD, I was still a scientist. I got this scientific training. I decided I wasn't going to finish medical school. And now I'm basically unjobbing, and I love it. I'm doing freelance voiceover work. I'm hosting Free Talk Live and Let's Talk Bitcoin and Pork Therapy. And I do a little bit of scientific and medical document editing and a couple other different things, teaching yoga and so forth. And I'm having a great time. I'm really trying to decompress because I have spent the last 24 years in school, so that's my story.
That is a long one.
Yeah.
So, I think that there are a lot of people listening right now who are saying, or parents of people who are listening right now, are they're saying, well, what should I, if, you know, I'm halfway through my bachelor's, should I stick with it or shouldn't I? Or I'm getting ready to go into college, should I do it or not? And what I often say to people is, look, there are certain careers you've got to have a degree to do the job.
Yeah. Right.
If you want to be a lawyer, you want to be a doctor, you want to be an engineer.
What's that?
Engineer. These are some of the ones that come to mind. A college professor. You're going to have the degree to do the job. But they have a lot of degrees for a lot of jobs where you can go ahead and make money. You know, you can work your way up into the company. If it takes you 4 years to get there, you made a paycheck every day going up to those 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you strive to get something, you make it clear to the people in charge, this is what I want. They'll show you the path to get there. Sometimes that path is you're going to have to. The company will pay half your college or whatever.
Right.
And we'll help you to get there, but you're going to have to go to college. In which case, you gotta go to college.
But at least they're paying for it, right? And you're able to save some money at the same time. I mean, if you start to read about the intensive savings stuff, there was there's a lot that's been written about this, but basically, if you are able to save, as a rule of thumb, if you're able to save 50% of your income, you can get financially free and live eventually off the interest on what you're earning in about 16 years. If you're able to save 75% of your income, you can get financially free in about 8 years, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You have to have sort of a high-paying job to do that, but, you know, it's totally possible, and then you'll never have to work again. And there are people who've done this and written about it. There's a very famous book called Your Money or Your Life. I forget the author. It's Joe Gutierrez or something like that, but
we'll post it on the Facebook page.
We've also posted the Unjobbing book on there. So, yeah, financial freedom is a topic that's really interesting to me. Fortunately, I didn't take any student loans as an undergraduate, and I also didn't take any student loans out as a graduate student because to be in an MD-PhD program, if you just go straight to medical school, I mean, these people take out $250,000 in debt if they're a single person, even more if they have a family sometimes, and they're paying it off forever, and they're trapped in that lifestyle because they have to earn the income to pay back their loans. With an MD and a PhD, if you go straight PhD, you get paid a stipend as a graduate student, but it's not much. It's like $20,000 a year. It's mm-hmm. very, very low. So as a combined MD and PhD program, I did get a stipend as though I was like just a straight PhD student. So I didn't have the medical school debt, which is great. And the place where I went had a rule that, you know, because they knew that there was some kind of attrition rate, some people would drop out. So as long as you finished the PhD, your tuition for medical school was waived. It was deferred up until you finished the PhD, and if you finished it, it was waived.
Wow.
Not many people do what I did and decide, you know, do 2 years of medical school, PhD, and then not finish med school.
Yeah.
But well, I've always been a little unusual. So anyway, I don't have any debt, which is great, and now I can unjob. Yay.
Keep saving 75% of your income.
I am doing that. Okay, it's 855 450 free on Free Talk Live.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's me, Stephanie, with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype by Skyping lrn.fm. That's our handle there. And we'd love to hear from you tonight. Hey, follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. You can find all of Free Talk Live's social media, including G+, Facebook, and Twitter, at news.freetalklive.com. There you'll also find our email update list, which you can sign up for to get emails when something big happens, like Free Talk Live adds a new radio affiliate or something like that. If you want to follow us on the social media, though, you'll get access to the stories and links that we're talking about on the air in real time. So one more time, news.freetalklive.com.
If you found out that a company had created a new technology that changed the playing field in their particular industry, would you want to get on board? If this technology went from, you know, using caustic, they made it so that their technology didn't use caustic chemicals, which were dangerous to the environment. They were using more environmentally friendly chemicals in their product, and that their product was twice as efficient as the competition. Would you want to invest in that company? Because that seems like a really good place to be. That is the reality in dealing with ForcefieldEnergy.com. They have the organic Rankine cycle conversion units. I have to look at that every single time I say it. And they, their unit can convert temps from up to 900 degrees instead of 550 degrees like the competition. So it's not quite double, but it's darn close. And the payback time for these machines for a company that's using them where there are no subsidies is 3 years. The payback time where there are government subsidies, and hey, look, you can feel however you feel about government subsidies, but they're a reality. 1 year. Companies are switching to these units that got them on order, and Force Field Energy, at their ticker symbol is FNRG, in my opinion, is poised to shoot upward. Obviously, every investment has risks, and ForceFieldEnergy.com is no different, but I am confident. That's why I got into Force Field Energy, and you can too. It's FNRG. They're on the OTCQB exchange, but they're likely to be on NASDAQ very soon. If you've got some money to invest, like $25,000, you can get in on the private placement. All you've got to do is get a hold of them directly. That's what a private placement is. ForceFieldEnergy.com. Go to the Contact Us tab there. Click on that. There's email and telephone numbers. You can take care of it from there. And with the private placement, you'll have to hold the stock for 6 months. ForceFieldEnergy.com.
All right. Let's go to the phones and talk with Dave listening in New Hampshire. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I went to both of the ones I knew about, the anti-war protests in New Hampshire today, and I wanted to kind of file a report from what I experienced.
Oh, yeah. So this is, today was sort of like a national day of expression, I guess, about how people feel about this war with Syria that's seemed to be looming here. What was your...
I want to thank everybody
who
went out all over the world today and has done anything to express their displeasure with this idea of the war in Syria, because this is the kind of public pressure that... This is the time. Oftentimes politicians don't listen. This is the kind of time when they'll listen a little.
I don't know about that. I feel really skeptical.
A little.
Yeah. Well, 95% of people oppose the bailouts, right? The bank bailouts.
It was more than that.
There was a lot of people calling and protesting.
It's about 500-1 is the tally on the Syrian war.
I still appreciate them getting out there, and at least, if not getting it to the politicians, getting the message out to people driving by.
Justin Amash said that if you vote for this, pack your bags. And I think that it could very well be the truth for the ones whose elections come up in, maybe 2014. Maybe. We'll see.
Anyway, Dave, tell me about your experience today in New Hampshire.
It mirrors what you were saying. I've been to a lot of protests in my time, and normally there's, you know, a mix of reactions. But in this case, today, I only heard one negative reaction from a motorist at the first demonstration and then one at the second demonstration, and everything else was supportive. But that's a real contrast. Back in 2003, I remember going to protests, and they were almost always pro-war, and they were huge, and, it just... It seems like the shoe is sort of on the other foot now, and the government hasn't noticed.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion that the Syria thing was poorly thought out. the Obama administration's really on the ropes. They're like, we're going to attack. No, we're not going to attack. We're going to ask Congress, but we're not really asking because we could do it anyway. And
yeah, it's. I mean, I had a friend who's been my longtime friend since I was about 15 years old, and he's been a liberal, basically a Democrat kind of person, and he just messaged me a couple days ago and said, I want you to know I've repented for voting for Obama, and I no longer support him. And I said, well, what did it for you? And he said, the warmongering. So, yeah, I mean, I can see that it's very unpopular.
I was one of the first demonstration I was at, a guy was walking past who was, he was like Kazakh, speaks Ukrainian and some Russian, but he was born there and just moved when he was very young. And his dad was like an Afghan war vet in the Soviet army, right?
Right.
And he was talking about how I've lost part of my train of thought, but he did definitely say that he thought, you know, the U.S. was pushing it a lot further than the Soviet Union had in Afghanistan, because the Soviet Union just invaded Afghanistan, right? Everywhere else that they were causing trouble, it was mostly like proxy war type stuff.
Right.
And then the Americans don't even know how to do that anymore. They're just going out and doing it all themselves, apparently. You know, just, you know, war after war after war that they're waging themselves with some proxy help. But the help turns out to be, the people that try to kill you.
Right.
That's what. One aspect of the Syrian thing that's so poorly thought out is that people are beginning to realize, holy crap, we're fighting the same people in Afghanistan that we are supposed to be, I'm using air quotes on all of this, that we're supposed to be helping in Syria. My God, what is this? Well, who are the good guys in Syria? Somebody tell me who the good guys are in Syria.
Well, the average people. Just like us in New Hampshire, it's the average people in Syria that are the good guys.
It's all they want to do is get out.
The interesting thing for me is that I haven't seen anything, not that I watch the news a ton, but I haven't seen any attempts at saying how Syria is going to affect Americans. It's all about, you know, how Syrians are killing other Syrians. I really, unless I could be mistaken on that, unless they have tried to sell that bill of goods, because usually that's how you do it.
They've tried by connecting Syria to Iran, and then they kind of stop there.
Wow.
Because Iran's going to, because Syria and Iran are connected, and you know they've got diplomatic ties, and they're together and stuff. And that's like where it is. And you know as well as I do what they're saying is that Israel is the 51st state, and we have to protect Israel because Iran's going to do something to them. That's what it's about. And as far as I'm concerned, if you want to send money to Israel, send it. But you shouldn't be demanding other U.S. taxpayers' money. That doesn't make any sense at all. And Israel can take care of itself just fine.
Yeah, and actually a lot of them want to take care of themselves.
They want it very badly.
Yeah. Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate your report from the front lines of peace rallies in New Hampshire. Maybe an inappropriate analogy there. But anyway, 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up on the Live Sunday Show.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're tuned in to the live Sunday night edition. It's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's the word free, F-R-E-E, 855-450-FREE, or on Skype, lrn.fm.
BitcoinStore.com is the place to go to get the best prices. I'm not kidding. Wholesale prices on consumer electronics, whether you're looking for tablets or flat-screen TVs or MP3 players or cameras, these kind of devices, you're not going to find a price that's lower than BitcoinStore.com.
Oh, it's so cool. What a feeling to use the Bitcoins that maybe you paid $10 for last year and get a computer with them.
Indeed. I'm talking about current rates on you know, exchange with Bitcoins, but that's really the kicker at BitcoinStore.com. You gotta have Bitcoins to get the best prices on consumer electronics. Go to BitcoinStore.com. Well, first, if you don't have Bitcoins, get some Bitcoins. If you have Bitcoins, go to BitcoinStore.com. Browse around for what you're looking for. They've got it. Do the comparison shopping because they've got it. And shipping, if it's above $100, shipping's free. Below $100, flat rate $5. That's how they operate at BitcoinStore.com, and it's a great opportunity. Go check it out, BitcoinStore.com.
All right. So one more time, our number, 855-450-FREE, here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. Mark, you've got a story that I thought was pretty relevant to what we were just talking about in the last segment with Dave reporting on the peace rallies that are going down everywhere today, but specifically in New Hampshire. You have something about what happened in the past when bombings occurred. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, this isn't the kind of news that you usually get out of Reuters. Paul Eckert, reporting for Reuters.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. President Barack Obama's national security team is trying to make sense to skeptical U.S. To skeptical U.S. lawmakers for a limited strike against Syrian government over its alleged use of chemical weapons on August the 21st. Following are details of missile strikes and other limited military action taken by the United States over the past 30 years and what transpired afterwards. Because I think that there are going to be, in a couple of years, if something happens as a result of the Syrian situation, a lot of Americans are going to be scratching their head and saying, why do those people in the Middle East hate us so much? My God, we were just sitting here being all democratic and free and crap, and they come and they bomb our something or other. That, they've been bombing things as long as they've been able to get bombs, and before that they were hatching each other apart with scimitars. That's what they're like over there. That's how life is. And I'll tell you what, the history of Western civilization is no different than the history of the Middle East.
No,
and they've been
not hacking
each other apart there too. So I'm A, sick and tired of the bigoted crap that says that somehow Middle Eastern history is different than United States history. I'm sick of the claims that the Islamic religion is somehow different than Christianity. I think that there's a cultural difference. Yeah, I mean, you know, the way Islam has inculcated with Sharia law. Sharia law isn't Islamic.
Well, yeah, but like if you're going to say Islamic parts of the world are less civilized. How uncivilized is it to go and invade other people's countries and start killing them indiscriminately?
It's hard to get civilized when people keep dropping Tomahawk missiles on your butt, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's Lebanon, 1983. In September 1983, U.S. battleships anchored in the Mediterranean Sea off Lebanon shelled Syrian Palestinian Druze forces in the Shouf Mountains outside of Beirut in support of the Lebanese army during the complex civil war which had begun in 1975. So you're talking about 8 years into this situation. Something happened. They decided they needed to be involved. It was one of several actions that created a perception that the United States was taking sides in the war. What a surprise! And I wonder if people would consider it taking sides in the war here in Syria. Oh yeah, it's pretty obvious they'd be taking sides. A month later, Shiite Muslims suicide bombers blew up the U.S. Marine and French barracks in Beirut, killing 241 Marines, 54 French paratroopers. President Ronald Reagan pulled U.S. forces out of Lebanon in February 1984, and a Lebanon civil war raged until 1990. Now, I remember hearing about the suicide bomber on the Marine base. I never heard about this situation where they were shooting, shells into Syria.
Right.
Oh, what a surprise. Another American that only knows about the bad things that happened to America, but doesn't know anything about what, you know, the military had done just a couple of, just a month earlier.
It's definitely selective reporting there.
I love, it's not mentioned in this story, but I love pointing out that in the late 80s, the United States shot down an Iranian passenger plane, killing everybody on the inside.
Yeah, now could you imagine what would happen if that were reversed, if Iran had shot down an American passenger plane?
Right. Nobody knows this. I didn't know this until years, decades after it happened. It's because it's just not reported here. You just don't know. And, you know, maybe there's times to use force, but it seems like you can always look back. And I'm not just talking about the United States. I'm against most uses of force. I believe there might be a just war out there, the just war doctrine. I think the U.S. Revolutionary War, I shouldn't use U.S. because it didn't exist at the time, but the Revolutionary War was probably the best example I can figure in U.S. history.
I disagree, but go on.
It's the best example. You think there's a better example of a just war in U.S. history?
I think we would have been better off with the crown.
Okay. I can't argue with monarchists.
855-453. Ask Brian what he means by that.
anyway, so, you know, there may be a just war. It's just that when you mess something up 9 times out of 10, maybe this is a bad path. That's
what
my
philosophy
is. Going on. Libya. 1986, U.S. bomber aircraft struck the sites in, struck sites in Libya, cities of Tripoli and Benghazi, 10 days after the deadly bombing of West Berlin's La Belle nightclub, frequented by American soldiers, which Washington blamed on Libya. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi, her adopted daughter, was alleged to have been killed, and sons were reportedly injured. Libya was not linked to another major terrorist attack until 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, which killed 259 passengers and crew and 11 people on the ground. Libyan Adel Besra Mergadi, who denied involvement in downing the jet, was convicted of the bombing in a court in the Netherlands. Gaddafi ruled Libya until his ouster in 2011. So, there you go. They got a little bombing, got a bombing back. Afghan and Sudan in 1998, President Bill Clinton responded to al-Qaeda's bombings of the U.S. embassy in Kenya and Tanzania with cruise missile strikes on al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan and al-Shafa pharmaceutical factory in Sudan. Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden had lived in the Khartoum in 1990s, and U.S. intelligence believed the factory was producing chemical weapons. European diplomats later said the factory was a primary source of medicine in Sudan.
Oh, man.
This is the aspirin factory, the famous aspirin factory. And this was, by the way, going on with the Lewinsky thing. Hey, let's throw a cruise missile at an aspirin factory in order so people aren't thinking about my semen on this lady's dress. Analysts and historians. Analysts and historians say Operation Infinite Reach was interpreted by bin Laden, who reportedly joked that the attack killed only camels and chickens, as evidence the United States lacked the stomach for confrontation with his forces. So, in October 2000, the U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer USS Cole was hit by an al-Qaeda suicide attack while it refueled in the port in Aden, Yemen, killing 17 American sailors. A year later, September 11 attacks occurred. Iraq in 1993, 96, and 98, and Clinton ordered several Tomahawk missiles up against the headquarters of Iraqi intelligence. In 96, U.S. cruise missiles hit an air defense facilities in southern Iraq. 1998, a four-day U.S.-British bombing campaign named Operation Desert Fox hit Iraqi weapons. And
how do we sound like the good guys in any of this? I'm just hearing this list, and like my eyes are glazing, and I'm going, how is America good?
I notice peace is not the outcome in any of these cases.
Yeah, and it's not the utility either.
855 450 free. Tell us what you think. War, what is it good for?
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're tuned in to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're glad to be with you this evening. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Free Talk Live has a website. It's freetalklive.com. And there's all kinds of cool features there. But if you want to watch us do the show, if you want to see what we look like, or maybe you want to chat with other listeners, you'll want to check out the Free Talk Live studio cam at cam.freetalklive.com. We try to turn it on every night because Free Talk Live is actually live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern every single day. There you can find a live video stream of the show and audio, too, and you can also chat with other listeners. So a cool social place to check out. One more time, it's cam.freetalklive.com. So we were just talking about the outcome of past U.S. bombing campaigns and noticing that it was never peace or really a resolution of anything.
In most cases, there was some kind of reprisal in relatively short order.
Would that be what might have been referred to as blowback?
Well, I mean, when it's an attack on a nation, it's an act of war and an act of reprisal. And to suggest that somehow you're just going to lob a couple of Tomahawk missiles off into Syria and everything's just going to be fine after that. Let's not forget that, as I've heard, there's Chinese troops on the ground there in Syria at this point. So I've heard. I don't know. You know, I don't know anything. One thing I know is that Russia is not at all pleased with the idea of the United States being involved.
Right.
That makes sense.
And I'm not really terribly interested in being what looks like World War III to me.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And I'm sorry that Assad's people are being gassed. I mean, 100,000 of them killed with little hard pieces of metal. But somehow or another, these, about 1,000 or whatever, several hundred that have been killed with some poisonous gas. That's the line. That's the red line. And that's silly to me. But if the United States really cared about the Syrian people, they would have made the opportunity for Syrians to be able to escape their conditions years ago.
Asylum.
And come here.
Immigration.
For asylum.
Yeah.
I can tell you that if that asylum was granted, there would be religious organizations all across the United States that would be chartering cruise boats that would have gotten Syrians out of there before this whole situation occurred.
Absolutely.
Then Assad can go ahead and gas the lizards out in the desert or whatever it is that he wants to do. Because it's going to be really hard to... go after your people when they're gone.
Right.
Now,
right.
Maybe they would have gone after these cruise ships. I don't know how I feel about U.S. military escorts of these cruise ships that might be full of civilians getting out of there. I'm certainly much more amicable to that idea than I am to the idea of Tomahawk missiles being lobbed into Syria.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to kill people to show that killing people is bad. What? That makes no sense. You know, it's very silly. So I was going to say a point about sanctions. You know, it's funny because just a couple of months ago, I remember, and as far back as when John McCain was running for president, I think it must have been 2008, where he was famously caught on video saying, bomb, 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 Iran.
Yeah.
You know, they've been beating the war drums with Iran, and it hasn't really gone anywhere, I guess. And now, you know, the Syria thing happened and they kind of shifted their focus to that. If Iran is such a great threat, why aren't they focusing on that now, right? I mean, it's just they have to have a war to keep the state alive. That's really what it comes down to.
I don't get – America has been meddling in the Middle East for 50, 60 years, yep. So long, and it's been doing the same thing the whole time, just hammer, hammer, hammer. And it's never worked. Why do people still think that this works? But you know what? Here's the difference now, I think, with Syria, is that they really can't get away with it anymore. I was shocked at this. I had no clue about this because, again, I don't watch the news all the time. But someone posted a video where Joe Biden, the vice president, was saying, look, if you vote Mitt Romney in, this was, you know, at the last election, you're going to end up with a war in Syria.
Ended up with it anyway.
Even 10 years ago, I don't think anyone would have been able to bring up that fact, and now it can go viral as well. These people cannot lie. I mean, they can lie. They can physically lie, but they can't. I don't think they can get away with their lies anymore, and I think this whole situation is going to prove it. And I think a lot of these companies, you know, even with copyright laws and all this stuff, with like magazines like Time Magazine or National Geographic, who are holding all these licenses on these pictures from way back when, or all this data from way back when, they're just now starting to release all this stuff. Everybody's seeing you can't hide anymore. The history that's been going on in these countries, and I'm referencing, there's a lot of pictures that have recently been released of like in Iran in the 50s and it shows some pretty damning stuff against the United States,
such as what.
I'm not exactly sure on like the particulars, but just like it's showing that that Iran was actually in pretty good shape when like the Shah was calling the shots, mm-hmm. and then America comes in, and then you instantly see this. Of course, now we just recently it's been proven that America was involved in the unseating of the Shah. But now
I don't think anybody doubted that at all.
No, yeah, I definitely didn't before, but now it's just like fact. And now you're seeing that, you know, wow, Iran was actually doing very, very well. And then you do see kind of the backwater effect that happened when it turned into really, you know, a religiously run country again.
And I think that to some extent the militarists, the hawks in this circumstance, drive these people into the arms of the religious zealots. When you sure. don't have any hope, then that's all you've got
yep.
is these, these religious fanatic people, because they say the United States is the great Satan. Well, that sounds right.
You know? Yeah, they destroyed my life, so,
well,
yeah.
Take this to the other end where, you know, they can't lie to Americans anymore. And now you can't, you give so much fodder to these people. I mean, you went down that list of bombings. I mean, all you have to do is say it's like, some person, say, in Kazakhstan says, hey, America, I hear this is really peaceful people. Yeah, well, look at all these bombings that they did. And then you can, even when you're over there, you can show them where the bombing happened. And you go, well, how are they peaceful at all? This isn't peace. I mean, it's crazy. And again, I don't think anybody can get lied to anymore. I don't think it's possible. The best they can do is just not tell you.
I think the saddest part of this is that an apology from, a U.S. president would go a long way in making people feel better about what occurred. But just kind of backing off and not doing anything, it just makes it feel like, when's the next shoe going to drop if you're, some Middle Easterner? Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like there's any repentance at all. Yeah, Americans don't want this war, but they don't want it because it's unjust. They don't want it because it costs too much, or they're afraid of what's going to happen with Russia and China or whatever. They don't really care that it's just going to be just as much of a screw up as Iraq was. And that in Iraq, according to the State Department's own numbers that we found out from WikiLeaks, because it's just too much of a secret to tell the United States people, that more than 100,000 people died as non-combatant deaths.
That's a conservative estimate, yeah.
Well, that's their estimate.
Yeah, that's the government numbers, right.
There are people that estimate at 1 million.
Yep.
I think they're being a little unfair at that circumstance, if an old person dies 2 days early or a year early because they're not able to get the medical help that they would have otherwise gotten. I'm not entirely sure that's the fairest number.
Well, still, between 100,000 and 1 million, that's...
100,000's a lot.
Unfathomable, yeah.
Right.
That's
bigger
way
than
too
most
many
cities.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's really no excuse for it at all. And it's frustrating, though, because what can we do? We can go out and hold signs, but it's probably still going to happen.
I don't know whether it's going to happen or not. I predict it's not. But that's just a prediction, wild prediction.
Haven't they pretty much, hasn't it been pretty
They'll
much
probably
settled?
Send in some insertion team that you never hear about to do something. But they're not going to do, I don't think they're going to do anything overt.
So they're just going to try to do it as quietly as they can?
If they do it now, they only do it because Obama said we were going to do it, and he has to save face. At this point, it's as stupid and sick as Bill Clinton bombing the aspirin factory in order to hide the Lewinsky scandal.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones and talk with Barry listening in Idaho. Hey, Barry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'd like to discuss a slavery issue that I discussed with you guys last weekend.
Okay.
And I believe that I was given a bad rap on it from you guys, the way you made me come across. I mean, I made it clear. I thought that I did. Apparently not, that I was...
Well, just to clarify, I don't remember talking to you. Brian and I were not here last week.
I was the only one here,
week,
I guess.
So maybe Mark, maybe you did talk with Mark. But if you would hang on the line, Barry, I'd like to talk a little more about this when we return.
Sounds like it's going to be contentious.
It may be, yeah. And a slavery issue. Mark, do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, I remember him talking about slavery and, how things weren't
like
so bad or something.
This is like black slavery in the U.S.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we're going to talk about chattel slavery in just moments here on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned. There's more.
When a zombie plague brings civilization to its knees, one family takes to the Atlantic to escape the chaos and avoid infection. What they find is a sea of tears and a few good Marines. But can they band together to build a refuge of hope, or will they continue to live under a graveyard sky? Under a Graveyard Sky from New York Times bestselling author John Ringo. On sale September 3rd, wherever books are sold.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2X SIM channels and a darn big podcast. That many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels and their memory and their mood and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.